My name is Vince Colonnay, sitting alongside Mary Walter. Good morning.
Good morning. And joining us right now is Douglas Murray. Douglas is the author of The Strange Death of Europe. He's a friend of The Morning Show. Douglas, good morning. Welcome to Mornings on the Mall. How are you this morning? Happy Friday.
Thank you. Very good to be with you.
So glad you're joining us again. Sadly, though, when we talk to you, it's when there's been a terrorist attack. So it's kind of sad. One of these days, we're going to get you on about something happy. There was more than one attack yesterday. Tell us, from what I see, it's three different events that happened yesterday. How are they all intertwined?
Well, the picture is still emerging. The first part of the attack is something that, sadly, we in Europe have become familiar with in recent years. A single driver, it seems, who drove down one of Barcelona's most important, busiest, most thriving and vibrant streets. There'll be a lot of tourists there, among others. And he killed at least 13 people then and injured dozens more. He seems to have escaped the vehicle, and police began to hunt for him. And over the hours that followed, they, among other things, shot dead five suspected terrorists just not far down the road from Barcelona, where that first part of the outrage occurred. But it's very much an emerging picture still, as these things always are. There was talk early on of a hostage situation that turned out not to be the case, and that's why I think it's always worth not jumping ahead of the story.
Yeah, there was also an explosion, a home explosion, that they are now also, they feel now is somehow linked in.
Well, they're at least paying attention
to this, yes. Because
this was beforehand, and the Spanish authorities seem to think that what may have been in preparation was, yes, an explosive attack. Whether or not the failure to do that or the preemptive blowing up of the device meant that the perpetrators then decided to use a van, we'll find out in the days to come. But yes, this is very much an emerging crime scene.
But the conditions by which it got here are not emerging. It's kind of been going on for a while. We've seen this repeatedly, as you said, especially this form of attack, which has become a very simple but effective way to wreak havoc on a community in Europe, as we see regularly vans or trucks be used to assault people, to kill them. How Douglas Murray, did we get here in Europe?
Well, it's a very long story and a very complex story in some ways. I lay it out in my book, The Strange Death of Europe. But the overall picture is quite straightforward. Europe has had, we have had throughout our history, very big problems, wars of religion, wars of nation states. Nobody is ignorant of that. But because of post-war immigration policies, and now in recent years, the massive speeding up of those policies, you'll remember the 2015 crisis when a million people went into Germany that year alone. During recent years, this has sped up enormously, to the extent that now Europe has basically lost control of its external borders. And you couldn't have got a starker demonstration of the situation we are now in Europe, than the fact that just last week the world saw footage of dozens of young men, almost all from sub-Saharan Africa, it seemed, just driving a boat up onto a Spanish beach in the south of the country and running on shore, and they're in. And this caused some media attention. But, you know, that's stuff that's been going on for decades, not just years, but decades. And the Spanish authorities, just like the Greek authorities and the Italian authorities, do not know who the people are, make no effort to detain them or find them. They meld into the system. So the thing that we're all facing now is, this is an imported problem. There will be some people who will be involved in attacks like that the other day who will have been here for their whole lives. The Paris attackers from 2015, for instance. Others, like the Stockholm truck attacker from April this year, or the Nice attacker from last summer, will have been relatively recent arrivals. And this is what we're now facing up to, a security question given to us by the failure of a political class to enforce the most basic controls on our borders.
It seems that in Europe that it is even more accelerated than it is in America, which is to say that here in the United States, anyone who suggests that we need to get control of either refugees or illegal immigrants is often cast as a racist or a bigot.
Always.
And here in the U.S., and it makes it very difficult to even begin to address national security concerns when you have the suffocating paralysis of identity politics overwhelming it. And that is, I think, tenfold in Europe. Is that right?
It's absolutely right. And that's why I think everything I chart that I think is going on in Europe, I think is just a bit further ahead than the situation you're in America. By the way, the people who do this, the people who try to shut down this discussion, it seems to me, should be very, very wary of the very nasty and dangerous game they're playing. Because, you know, most of us in Europe are very well aware that obviously most immigrants and most arrivals are not going to plow trucks into random passers-by. Obviously we're aware of that. But we're also aware of the connection between the migration, particularly the illegal migration, and the terrorism and the social and societal problems we now face. And the people who pretend there is no connection between the immigration and the terrorism are building a situation where Europeans could very easily at some point down the road decide not to be at all discerning ourselves. I personally think that's a nightmare scenario, but it is one being built by the people who are currently still, even now, trying to shut down the truth.
Well, I mean, this is like, you know, if there was an hour each night where the bank wasn't guarding the vault, that would be the hour that the bad guy picks. This is when you have migration patterns in Europe or the United States that invite a vulnerability, that's when bad actors will exploit it.
Absolutely. If you were ISIS, these people, ISIS has claimed responsibility for the attacks yesterday in Spain. But even if ISIS had not just got these people in, why wouldn't you take the opportunity when you see footage like that from the beach in southern Spain last week? I see we don't have to smuggle people in. We don't have to recruit people in Europe. We need to send boatloads of people if we want, because it seems the Europeans aren't bothering to enforce their borders. I mean, this is really basic stuff, and I think that one of the reasons why the political class in particular and a lot of the media class are so unwilling to admit to this is because they have brought the situation upon us and they do not want to take responsibility for it.
Yeah, it's much too deep to assess your culpability in this. You can't just keep pushing on. Douglas Murray, thank you very much for your insight this morning.
Great pleasure to be with you.